words of and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I've been going through this series on the armor of God, I've been giving Stephanie cryptic clues about what she could use for the illustration on the cover. And every time she's come up with something that has been exceptionally good. And today is no exception. If you take a look at the cover, you can see the Roman soldier there holding his shield. And notice that when it's sitting on the ground, it's coming up to here on him. So when he's holding it up in battle form, it's covering him from here down to at least his knees. Covers his whole body. Kind of like what you see in videos of riot scenes today, when the police are advancing on a crowd and they've got their riot shields. And you'll notice they're standing side by side and their shields are touching and nothing gets through. Same thing with the Roman army. When they locked shields together and formed their shield wall, they were very hard to beat. And when they lost spectacularly. And not only did they form the shield wall, but when things got tough, they would form what they called the testudo, which was a wall of shields in front, a wall down the side, a wall across the back, and a roof of shields over top. Covered the whole group completely. It was an extremely effective way of advancing into enemy troops. Or if you were being hard-pressed, retreating safely. The shield was a Roman soldier's best defense. But it was at its most effective when used as a unit. Not when one soldier stood alone. Paul in Ephesians talks about us in every circumstance taking up the shield of faith wherewith we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now, the question first arises is, what is faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction, the evidence of things not seen. It's treating as real something you can't see, being fully convinced that what you do not see is in fact real, and then acting on it. Faith is not wishful thinking. If I believe all the ads I see on TV, I can get rich quick without, I can do it safely, quickly, easily, and certainly. Every gambling site that there is on TV and on the internet and everywhere else you see them, because we are surrounded by them, guarantees that you will get rich quick. It seems like it's nearly impossible to lose. But these sites do not exist to give away money. They exist to make money. And they make it from people who think they're going to get rich quickly, safely, easily, and painlessly. It's wishful thinking. It's an illusion. Faith, on the other hand, is substance. It's real. Faith is the conviction that something is true, and the conviction is proved by the action it produces. James tells us in chapter 2, verse 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." If your faith does not produce action, it is no faith at all. The action produced by the faith that brings salvation is to stop trying to achieve your own righteousness and to allow Christ to produce his righteousness in you. And then from that will come all the good things that God wants to do in you and through you. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him, in them. First the faith that brings salvation, then the works. Not the works that bring salvation, then faith. Faith must come first. The story is told, I believe it's a man named Blondeau. Very famous tightrope walker. Stretched a wire across Niagara Falls. And the crowd gathered to watch him. And he walked across and walked back. Then he picked up a heavy sack and put it on his back, walked across and walked back. Then he turned to the crowd and he said, "Do you believe I can carry you across?" "Oh, yes, of course." "Good. Climb on my back. Let's go." I'm not sure if anybody took him up on it or not. But faith is proved by action. Faith is a complete commitment to something completely trustworthy, and it results in action. Now, what is the object of our faith? What if I challenged you to climb on my back and I would carry you across Niagara Falls on a tightrope? "Ah, well, let's see, Les, you're old. You're not that strong. You've never done this before. You're afraid of heights. And if you fall, we both die." "Yeah, okay, let's do it." I don't think so. Faith is no better than its object. Put your faith in a gambling site to get rich quick, and you'll find only disillusionment and loss. Put your faith in God, and there will be only gain. A few weeks ago, our brother Michael talked about the folly of trusting in the world's wisdom, and he was right. But trusting in God and his promises is true wisdom. It's been said, it's not about having a great faith in God, but having faith in a great God. When his disciples asked him, "Lord, increase our faith," he said, "If you have great faith, like a grain of mustard seed," tiny little thing. "If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you." God is faithful and honors all his promises. Many generations of people have put their faith in God and have not been disappointed. Now, that does not mean that God will do everything the way you want him to, when you want him to, how you want him to do it. But he has always been faithful to his promises. The scriptures are filled with declarations of trust in God and faith in his promises. God is and must be the sole object of our faith. Now, the question comes, what is the result of our faith? I'd be willing to bet, I'd be willing to guess that your immediate response to that question was salvation. And you'd be right, it is one of the results. But the reality goes far beyond that. Putting faith in God does not only mean deliverance from hell in the hereafter. It also means fullness of life in the here and now. And as David said, you have shown me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Faith encompasses far more than just the future. It's about right here, right now, whatever you're going through. And the result of our faith is a life that is pleasing to God. Hebrews tells us, without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. But with faith, this is a life pleasing to God. Remember what Christ said to the centurion who came to him asking for his servant to be healed and said, Lord, you don't need to come to my house. Say the word and it'll happen. I know what authority's like. I command my soldiers and they do it. If you command it, it'll happen. And Christ said, I have not seen faith like this in all of Israel. And the Syrophoenician woman who came to Christ and said, my daughter's possessed by a demon, free her. And he said, oh woman, great is your faith. And the woman with the bleeding problem who snuck up behind Christ, afraid to ask, but believing that if she just touched his robe, she'd be healed. When he spoke to her, he said, oh daughter, go in peace. Your faith has made you well. Faith exercised is always pleasing to our Heavenly Father. The result of faith is victory over sin and death and the devil. Remember that we are fighting a spiritual battle. And this is why Paul urges us to take up the shield of faith by which you can extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one. A Roman soldier named Sceva took part in a battle. At the end of the battle, he sat down and he pulled out 220 arrows from his shield. Not one touched him Because he stood behind it. And when we stand in faith in God's promises, when we come to the end, we will be surprised at how many of the evil one's arrows never touched us. Arrows of doubt. Stopped by the shield when we have faith in the promises of God. Arrows of fear. Stopped by the shield when we have faith of the presence of God with us. The fear that says, what if? Is countered by faith that says, even if. Doesn't matter what happens. God is in control. Arrows of temptation. Stopped when we trust in God's provision. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. And he will not let you be tempted beyond what your ability is. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Arrows of adversity. Stopped when we remember Christ's words, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Oh, well, thank you. But he also said, blessed are you who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Arrows of loneliness. Stopped by the shield of faith when we remember and trust Christ's promise, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Arrows of unworthiness. Stopped by the shield of faith when we remember that God has said, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. Arrows of betrayal. Stopped by the shield of faith when we remember that over and over again, God says, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. For every arrow that the evil one shoots, there is a promise for God's word to be your shield when you stand behind it in faith. Even as Christ defeated the evil one, quoting scripture at him when he came to tempt. And he stood firm on the word of God. Now the Roman shield was a very effective weapon defensively, but it was also effective as an offensive weapon. With it, a wall of men could push the enemy back. Just like a line of police in riot gear with their shields in front, moving the crowd back. And as they push them back, so when we stand united in faith, we can push back the forces of evil. And he cannot stand against us. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And by faith, we shall stand. Amen.